Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Oversubscribed, How to Get People, Lining Up to Do Business with You by Daniel Priestley, is a business and marketing book focused on a specific commercial condition, demand that exceeds available supply. Rather than treating oversubscription as a logistical problem, Priestley presents it as a strategic advantage that lets a business choose its customers, protect its margins, and deliver a more distinctive service. The book is aimed at entrepreneurs, consultants, and business owners who want to move away from competing on price or chasing attention, and instead build a position where clients seek them out. Drawing on examples from branding, market positioning, client acquisition, and service design, it argues that businesses become more desirable when they are seen as selective, trusted, and difficult to ignore. The practical purpose of the book is to show how to create that condition deliberately through differentiation, relationship building, scarcity, and strong customer signaling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning excess demand into a strategic business position. The central idea in the book is that being oversubscribed is not a failure of capacity, but a sign of market strength. Priestley reframes the common business goal from getting enough customers to creating more demand than can be immediately served. That shift matters because it changes how a business behaves instead of lowering prices, broadening its message, or accepting every client. It can become more selective and protective of quality. The book argues that oversubscription improves bargaining power, brand perception, and operational discipline at the same time. A business with a waiting list or limited intake appears more valuable because people infer that demand is high and availability is scarce. This does not happen by accident in Priestley's model. It comes from designing a business that is intentionally difficult to ignore and hard to copy. The result is a commercial position where the business can focus on ideal clients, maintain standards, and avoid the downward pressure that often affects commoditized services. Secondly, four drivers that create market imbalance. A major framework in the book is the idea that market imbalance is produced through four drivers: innovation, relationships, convenience, and price. Priestley uses these as practical levers for creating demand that outpaces supply. Innovation makes an offer feel new or meaningfully different, which can draw attention even in crowded markets. Relationships build trust and familiarity, often making people buy from those they already know or follow. Convenience wins business by reducing friction and making the buying process easier than alternatives. Price can also create imbalance, either by signaling exceptional value or by creating a premium perception when the offer is scarce. What makes this framework useful is that it does not reduce oversubscription to branding alone. It treats demand creation as a combination of product design, trust, accessibility, and positioning. Businesses can assess which driver they are strongest in and then reinforce it rather than trying to compete on all fronts. The framework is especially useful because it links customer behavior to concrete levers the business can influence. Thirdly, customer promotion and social proof as demand multipliers. Priestley places strong emphasis on promoting customers rather than promoting the business itself. The logic is that people trust evidence of results more than claims of capability. When a business highlights client outcomes, testimonials, referrals, or visible transformations, it reduces uncertainty for new buyers and makes the offer feel safer and more credible. This approach is especially important in service businesses, where the buyer is not only purchasing a product, but also trusting someone to deliver expertise and judgment. The book treats customer success stories as a form of signaling that can do more work than self-promotion, because they show proof in context. Instead of saying the business is good, they show how the business helps others achieve something valuable. That distinction matters in competitive markets, where many providers make similar claims. Social proof also helps create momentum when people see others choosing the business and benefiting from it. They are more likely to believe it is in demand. In this way, customer promotion becomes a mechanism for turning individual results into broader market desirability. Fourthly, capacity control, waiting lists, and selective client intake. The book treats capacity management as a core part of becoming oversubscribed, not a side issue. Priestley argues that a business must know its true service capacity and be willing to decline work when necessary. This is important because oversubscription only has value if the business can still deliver strong outcomes. If too many clients are accepted, quality falls, the brand weakens, and the scarcity effect disappears. The use of waiting lists, intake by cohort, and group onboarding are practical ways to manage this tension. Rather than serving clients one by one in a constant stream, the business can bring people in waves, which creates structure and preserves service standards. This model also helps the business create a more deliberate customer experience, because clients know they are joining something organized and selective. The deeper implication is that selectivity is not merely exclusionary. It is a quality control mechanism. By limiting intake, the business can concentrate effort on delivering a more remarkable experience, which then reinforces the very demand that made the business oversubscribed in the first place. Lastly, authority, niche focus, and long-term desirability. Another important theme is that oversubscription depends on becoming known for something specific enough to matter. Priestley repeatedly points toward niche focus and authority positioning as ways to reduce competition. A broad generic offer is easier to compare and more likely to be price sensitive. A focused offer, especially one tied to expertise or a distinct identity, can become more memorable and more desirable to a defined audience. This is why the book connects oversubscription with becoming a key person of influence. Authority lowers the perceived risk of buying and makes the business easier to recommend. The book also suggests that desirability must be maintained over time, not just created once. That is why annual campaigns, structured marketing rhythms, and consistent communication matter. They keep the business visible and create anticipation rather than relying on constant react selling. In practical terms, the book is arguing for a business model built around reputation, selectivity, and sustained attention. That combination is what allows a company to remain attractive even in competitive markets where many rivals offer similar products or services. In conclusion, Oversubscribed is best suited to entrepreneurs, consultants, agency owners, coaches, and service businesses that want to improve positioning rather than simply increase volume. Readers who are already operating in a competitive market will get the most value, because the book is less about starting from zero and more about redesigning demand once a business has something worth selling. Its practical benefit is that it gives a structured way to think about desirability, scarcity, trust, and client selection, instead of relying on generic marketing advice. It is also useful as a strategic lens for businesses that feel trapped in price competition or constant lead generation. What makes it stand out in its category is that it does not treat oversubscription as a temporary promotion trick. It presents it as a full business model, shaped by customer signaling, capacity discipline, and authority building. Compared with many marketing books, it is more focused on commercial positioning and operational consequences, not just visibility. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want a business that can attract the right clients, maintain standards, and operate with greater control over demand. If you would like to support Daniel Priestley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.